Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Sean Doyle is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder and principal and director of strategy for Fitzmartin, Inc., author of a new book called Shift. It's about 19 practical business-driven ideas, an executive in charge of marketing, but not trained for the task. That sounds like a small business owner to me, Sean. And tell us about how they can find you in the book.
Well, the easiest place to go is Sean, S-E-A-N-M, Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.com.
All right.
SeanMDoyle.com. Don't forget the M.
And the book is available wherever books are sold.
Amazon.com. Yep. Where else would it be?
Exactly.
I read the other day that they have 690 million products.
Oh yeah, that's
on
true.
Amazon.com.
It's a behemoth. It's
but
a behemoth.
Yes, I'm one.
Yep.
It's the
devil you still have to do business with. So don't get me started on Amazon. All right. So let's get back to marketing, the business. You were telling us during the last segment about the comprehensive nature of marketing. It's everything from brand building to advertising to brochures to your name on the 4x8 plywood in the outfield of the little league field to the uniform for the little girls softball team, whatever. It's all those things that you have to do, but unfortunately, Sean, too many small business owners do all that after a fashion. They don't, even if they do spend money, they do it after a fashion. They do it ad hoc. They do it on the fly. They do it shooting from the hip. And they don't realize that even if they're spending, if they're only spending $1,000 a year, they're probably wasting that $1,000.
Absolutely. It's interesting that people, executives who love small businesses, have started one, who are good at sales, that you would think they would fund elements of business.
The lead generation as a lead generation tool, right?
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to, let's say,
isn't that so? But let me stop for a second, Sean. Isn't that one of the mistakes marketing experts make, is not emphasizing the lead generation part of marketing?
Inbound marketing has taken a huge. It's drawn a lot of focus to it. Things like Pardot, Marketo, HubSpot, et cetera, has brought a lot of attention to lead generation, which has been great. And the other thing that digital does, and those are all digital tools, they work on your website, is that it gives you an incredible amount of measurability and accountability. However, I will tell you that a lot of small businesses we're talking to have spent maybe upwards of $100,000, brought in an agency, and it's failing. And it's because they're not looking at the world as an integrated marketing program. They're saying, here's the shiny object, inbound marketing. Let's just try that. Well, without good positioning, inbound marketing doesn't help. Without a voice, without understanding what your plan is, without having insights to share, without knowing your customer's behavior, without being able to identify your value, then inbound marketing is just like any other marketing tool.
So tell the audience what you mean by inbound marketing.
Well, inbound would be that process of using technology to get someone to, on your website, say, you know what, I'd like to learn more. And you give them your name, and you get a little piece of content, and begins a relationship, a digital relationship. That is a very powerful tool, and we definitely recommend it for all of our clients. It's just important for the small business owner to understand the power of it is really understanding process. And there's a chapter that talks about the technology, and I make a recommended marketing tech stack in the book. So that's a good resource. And I also mentioned
this is an area where is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is an area where you focus heavily on local search.
Is that where, absolutely.
You know, a lot of small business owners, you know, worry about where their positioning is on Google, but you know they don't need to be number one on Google. They need to be one on Google for southeastern
right.
Hoover, Alabama. You know,
near
where you live. You know,
or
Five Points, and you know, number one in five for stores in Five Points or whatever.
Absolutely. Google is smart. Google's smarter than all of us combined. Google is all of us combined, right?
I'm afraid so.
Idea of scamming, I think the legacy of search engine optimization as a singular product is over. I think Google has figured that out.
That war is over, and we lost.
Scam them. You're not going to scam them. You can't put a meta tag in your website or your email. The way you're going to get Google's respect is being highly relevant and sharing a lot of insights that you do.
As we wrap up, I got about a minute or so. Do you actually listen a minute? Do you combine non-digital and digital with the work that you do with folks?
In the perfect world, absolutely. There's a process everybody goes through, and there's all kinds of different tools that are effective at different stages of buying.
The book is called Shift. Powerful. The website is SeanMDoyle.com. Don't forget the M. Sean, now that we got you back, we're not going to let you go. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book.
Y'all have a great week.
Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.